Freedom.
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 Wow, another one.
Another.
How does it feel to be a winner?
It feels good. I get it now.
Okay.
Is this the first thing you've ever won?
Sure is, Scott.
And you made up the rules?
I made up the rules. Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
By the way, yes? Or by the way, no.
You are Scott.
Yes, I am Scott, and you are... It's in the dark recesses of my mind.
Why is it in the dark recesses?
I know, shine a light in there.
Not on the edge of my mind or the tip of my tongue. The dark recesses of my mind.
Edge of my mind.
It's really far in there.
It's in my mind's eye by Alan Dean Foster.
Yes, the splinter of which. Paul, you are Paul.
That's correct. And look who's here.
Look across the table.
My name is Lauren Q. Public.
That's right.
What was the spell? What was the incantation? John Q. Public Roomba.
Roomba.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Welcome to another episode of Threedom.
Yeah.
The show where we talk.
Yeah. That's right. And you listen.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Well, you could also talk during. When we're talking.
But it feels like it would be annoying.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're not going
to
hear it.
No, but to the whoever they're talking to.
Yeah. Or if they're just talking to themselves.
Oh, they're talking back to us?
Yeah. Oh, they can do that, right?
Sure.
Oh, I just assumed you meant talk at the same time.
Sure. I mean, it would be hard to get a word in edgewise.
We barely can.
Right.
Actually, I Mind listened to a couple episodes back and I was like, I'm going to interrupt less. And then I was like, that's going to be impossible.
I think we all
can't do it. Sorry.
I could try, but I can't.
We all feel that way. Like the hour before the show starts is like, we go today. I'm not going to interrupt.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way.
Well, because you get interrupted.
Yeah. I like to be a little more surgical with my interruptions. And not just seize on the one thing.
Can
the
I bring
first two words?
Can I bring
out
to the table?
Oh yes. What do you topic. Have? New business?
You have a table bring?
I or have
is
a
this
table.
Lauren's topics? It's not Lauren's topics. It's not about a baby.
No, this is a table. This is a table bring, and anyone can call a table bring at any time.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find the original inspiration. Okay, so I posted a clickhole Instagram post. Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah. And I put it in my story. The end.
Great.
And it said, this is what you should call him now. McDonald's has announced it has changed Ronald McDonald's name to Intensity. And I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
So I posted that. It was just a few messages, but a few messages from people who thought it was real. And they were like, what? What is going on? And I was like, oh, Clickhole is The Onion. It's owned by The Onion. And they're like, what? I didn't know that. I didn't realize they were moving into that space. I go, what?
Like moving into that space. McDonald's, do they think?
And then I'm like, so you see
posts. Are you flipping me off?
Yeah.
Lauren just casually has her middle finger up right at me.
I just
she has resting bitch finger.
I just
RBF.
I'm looking back at some of their posts and I'm like, you thought that was real? Like, this is a picture of Patrick Mahomes, and it says, the quote is, you got to wonder how many worms are under this thing. Patrick Mahomes on his first thought when stepping onto a football field. And it's like, he didn't really say that. Like, so like did you think
that was more
other,
believable than
the other
McDonald's
posts were news? I mean, I don't know. Six times in the Child's Play movies when instead of murdering someone, Chucky just brutally mocked their car over email. Major innovation, Child Snowman is entirely of piss snow. It's made entirely of piss snow.
I ordered a sweatshirt from them.
Yeah.
Which said, it was a Christmas, like holiday ugly sweater type sweatshirt. Yeah, yeah, and it said, I just saw all of you at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I thought that was very funny. So I ordered it and they sent me one that said, Merry Christmas, Scott Aukerman on it.
Oh, well, they got a little.
It was a mistake?
A little special.
Yes, it was a mistake.
Oh, no.
Because they didn't want to wish me that.
Did you get your money back?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I demanded it. I sued them. I'll see your ass in court.
This was a private purchase.
Now, here's what happens. They do that for everyone who buys anything from them.
Really?
Yes. They also send you a personalized
They should just sell the personalized greeting ones.
They might.
Those would be more popular.
I think they like the surprise element.
Mm. But it was very nice. I did a costume change in the middle of Christmas.
In front of everyone?
Yes.
Your own little Eras tour.
Stripped down to my underwear. Put on my same pants back
You just
again.
turned your back to everybody.
Yeah.
Guys, don't look.
Don't look.
Don't look at this.
I'm not looking at you. You don't look at me. I also inadvertently fooled people with an Instagram post where I had bloody makeup on my face.
Those will get people.
They really do. And I thought, because I was shooting something, and in the one scene I get beat up, and I thought this will be funny.
It's pretty obvious.
You're in the new Rocky film, right?
No, the makeup was well done, but I'm saying,
yeah.
My assumption is typically that's not real.
Why would you be posting? Why?
With blood coming out of your face?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you get medical attention?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to reassure people all day because people were texting me saying, "Oh my God, are you okay?"
I like to think that they thought it was after one of these episodes. We just beat the shit out of you.
Why do you like to think that?
I like it.
Why?
Because I have a twisted mind.
I like to think that too.
That came right from the twisted mind of Scott Aukerman.
That's right. I borrowed mine from Danny DeVito.
Was he the original twisted mind?
I think he was. Yeah. I can't think of a twisted mind before him.
John Krasinski's got a twisted. Oh, I guess he has an imagination now.
Oh, he has an imagination?
Well, because his movie's from the imagination of John Krasinski.
Oh, where he imagines the same thing over and over again?
imagines making a lot of money from one idea?
Invisible friend.
An even quieter place.
Imaginary friend, I mean.
Oh,
I see.
Different film. New franchise.
I have to say.
Drop Dead Fred, right?
That ties into the premise of the film, which is probably why they're saying it.
They have quiet
because it's an imaginary friend.
Oh no! I certainly did understand.
No, but you were hyping it up to us like it was
from the friend of Rainn Wilson.
Mixed up mind of
Mrs.
So-and-so.
Basil E. Yeah. Frankweiler.
Mixed up files.
One of my favorite references.
It's a classic.
Yeah,
I don't know if I ever read it.
Here's all I remember about that book. Is that
chapter book.
It was a brother and sister.
It was a chapter book.
Brother and sister, and they hid out in the museum.
Oh, then I did read that.
And they would collect
ride the dinosaur bones.
What's that?
Ride the dinosaur bones?
They would ride the dinosaur bones. Yeah, That's all the book was about. Ride them until they broke. until the dinosaur came back alive. And they would collect the coins from the fountain to buy food at the automat.
I think I did.
That's all I remember.
I did read that because I like that's automats. All familiar to me.
They should come back.
What about Bridge to Terabithia?
Never read it. Don't like bridge books.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like Terabithium books.
What's another bridge book?
Bridge on the River Kwai.
Todd Bridges' autobiography.
Does he have one?
I bet he does.
I'm sure. Now, at what point is it an autobiography versus a memoir?
That's a good question. I don't know.
To me, autobiography feels very textbook.
Memoir feels like I'd like to write an autobiography. Biography, but I'm not famous.
You're going to say biography.
I think memoir feels like
phonic.
I'd like to write an autobiographic book.
Memoir feels more like it's my autobiography, but I'm taking some creative liberties.
I feel like memoir is maybe not about your entire life. Like it's not a chronological journey of here's my whole story. It's sort of like I'm famous and here's my remembrances.
I'll tell you what Wikipedia has.
Please.
To say. It is any nonfiction narrative writing based on the author's personal memories. The assertions made in the work are thus understood to be factual.
That's a memoir or an autobiography?
That's a memoir. Memoir.
Why didn't you look at dictionary.com?
Why don't you look
you want me
at
to look up dictionary.com
fucking...
on Wikipedia? Okay.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, actually,
I know what it is.
Wait, do that.
What is
dictionary.com? Is an online dictionary whose domain was first registered on May 14, 1995. Does that answer your question? The anniversary's coming up.
This is crazy. Wikipedia has chronicled everything.
I want to remember to message dictionary.com on May 14th and say congrats, guys.
Can you look up Wikipedia?
Can I look up milk? Yeah.
I'm just curious how in depth it goes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Skip straight to controversy.
Milk is a white liquid food.
Ew!
What a gross way to put it. It didn't say
so
that.
So is this.
It didn't say that.
It does say that. It's a white liquid food? And food you can click on.
Well, wouldn't you start with drink?
And that's food you can click on.
Milk is
produced by the mammary glands of mammals.
Woo!
Do they call them mammals because
I'm
of mammary
sorry
glands?
I asked.
They must.
I think it's just a happy accident.
Mammary glands because of their mammals.
What?
The opposite of what you said.
The exact
you think
same
they,
thing I
you
said.
You said, do they call them mammals because of mammary glands? Like the mammary glands are named first.
Like they're the star.
Not the unit as a whole.
I meant either.
but you said it wrong.
Memoir is an historical account or biography written from personal knowledge, an account written by a public figure of their life and experiences, the proceedings of a learned society, like memoirs of the Royal Society.
You got to write a memoir.
Poof. Put one out.
Boof? Why do you say boof to me?
Is anyone really hot? I'm like so hot.
I was a little warm. It's usually freezing in here.
I had the heat on because it was freezing, and that's why I had the door open. I'm so sorry. Do you want me to turn on
something else? Yeah.
Would you turn on your heart light? Maybe that'll cool things down.
Or can we open a window or something?
You open a window.
Can we? Are these able to be
open? Guess what?
Yes, they're able to be open.
Okay, I'll open it. I'm hot.
Autobiography, an account of a person's life written by that person. So they're the same thing.
The same ass thing?
Yeah. Although for some reason, memoir gets more detail.
But that this is what I mean, though, is like, I feel like if you're a non-famous person, like a... I don't know. Who wrote Everlasting
Gobstopper?
I'll do it. Lauren, you pick up the slack.
Tuck Everlasting. Do what? I opened it.
Oh, okay.
What, do you think I'm an idiot?
It was such a crack.
Well, I didn't want to get us all freezing.
Brrr.
I didn't know what would happen. I'll start with a crack, you know?
Sure.
You start with crack, and that's the gateway to opening up the window even more.
Start with crack, and then heroin.
And then you just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Crack, it could be a gateway drug, I suppose.
I guess.
Since you start with crack, why not go higher?
Start crack.
Yeah. I would just smoke crack socially. And then before I knew it.
I was doing it alone.
Constantly, though, either way.
Is it fun, do you think? Crack.
Look, we've all said we didn't like the idea of coke, and everyone was like, you're a square. So I guess we have to say crack is cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
What's the big deal about crack? We used to smoke it in high school.
we're the most square podcast hosts around.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
We have, we haven't done coke. I can't remember.
We what?
I haven't done coke.
I have not done coke.
No. Okay, none of us have done coke.
No desire.
We only smoke Sensimilla.
No, but it's like everyone I know who's... No, I don't want to get back into the coke conversation because I do have friends who are cool who've done coke. But
wear sunglasses?
The people I first think of are the worst.
1,000%.
So that's kind of the message coke is sending.
Exactly.
Is I'm a douchebag.
Yes.
But cool people have been known to try.
Of course.
So what am I going to say?
John Wayne Gacy.
The clown killer?
That's not fair. I don't know if he's ever done coke.
Yeah, don't ever disparage him.
I apologize.
Don't drag his name through the mud.
My friend Patrick Bateman used to do it a lot.
I have his business card.
Oh, do you really? Yeah.
I'd like to rewatch that movie. That was a fun movie.
It was so fun.
Do you know what? I didn't like it at the time, and I wonder if I would like it more now.
I just love Christian Bale.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I really like him.
Because of your Batman experience?
Just of life.
May I introduce you to The Prestige?
What's that?
The Prestige.
It's the third step.
It's the third step.
A movie that makes you do a noise. The Prestige is Christian Bale, and I believe. Is that the one with Hugh Jackman?
Huge Jacked Man is in this.
Hugh Jackman plays a role. He plays a double role in this. No,
he's
is he really?
Or it's old news at this
point. I'm happy for him.
You know what? I bet that's something I learned, felt bad about, and forgot.
Well, because he's been with his wife for like ever and a
long, long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy for them both. I think sometimes that can be a great step.
Yeah. Well, of course it can be.
To not living with that person.
Oh, he wants his. The news is that he wants his estranged wife to sign an NDA.
Okay, not suspicious.
So not amicable.
That's tricky.
He plays a double role in The Prestige, and the one character is so entertaining that I wished that it had his own movie.
You should write a spinoff, like a sitcom, like a Young Sheldon.
From my imagination,
yes.
From the prestigious mind of Paul F. Tompkins.
You've never created a show that's been on the air.
Nope.
Just suddenly the advertisements are out there.
Yeah.
But people are like,
barely been
the guy
in a show
from Real Time.
I'd go along with it.
Real Time. That is what I'm most known for.
Do you have that on your IMDb as you're most known for?
Yeah. And I'm the one who makes it that.
I'm the one who
I am the one who makes it that.
I am the one who knocks on my IMDb.
Why did he knock? Breaking Bad spoilers. Why did he knock?
He didn't knock. He was being figurative.
He never knocked?
No.
He's out there bragging about knocking.
I think he's knocked on a door in the show, but not in the way that he's talking about.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think he's ever knocked on a door in the show.
No,
he always barged in like Fonzie.
Fonzie didn't barge in.
Fonzie never barged in?
He sauntered in. Kramer barged in.
Kramer would barge in, yeah.
And Lenny and Squiggy famously barged in.
Yes.
Hello.
So Lenny, yeah. Squiggy, Kramer, and then Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad. They're all the characters on TV who just would throw open a door.
Urkel.
Urkel.
Urkel, famous.
Classic example.
They're in the credits, they're trying to keep him out.
Yeah.
He has the strength of 10 men. The entire family is pushing on the door.
Do you know nerds are really strong?
Yeah.
It's kind of one of their secret things.
They get that nerd adrenaline. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the show Beauty and the Geek?
Of course.
Yeah.
What reality shows did not last that you wish had lasted?
Oh, wow.
I was thinking about when reality TV came out in the early 2000s and how novel it was. And I would watch every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I was thinking back on it going like, why did I waste my time on that? There was one where like porn stars were cast in a Shakespeare play and it followed them.
What?
That's
what the fuck? So
and they all competed to get like Juliet and Romeo and Juliet or something.
Well,
and
that's the role, of course.
And it was like it feels like it was a 10 episode thing that followed them all the way to the end of performing this to a fake audience, I'm sure.
Well, The Swan was one that was
The Swan.
That was terrible.
Yes.
But horrifying. It was fascinating.
Lynn Swan.
Yeah.
It's all about him. The Swan.
The Swan, for people who don't know, was a show where people just got complete head-to-toe plastic surgery.
Yeah, toes especially.
And they were away from their family for like 3 months while they recovered. And then they came back and looked completely different, including like weight loss, new teeth,
and everyone
totally
went
different
like,
hair, new face.
Who are you?
Yeah, I think those children, I would love to interview some of those children. I don't want to interview them. I want to watch interviews.
In like a Bill Cosby interviewing kids kind of show?
I think no, and they're
kids
all...
Say the darndest thing.
They're all adults.
Who else did that show?
Art Linkletter.
Tiffany Linkletter. Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish did it. That's right.
Mm-hmm. She ready? To do that show.
She was ready,
and she did do it.
And you can do it.
And you will.
Was it Hot or Not, the Lorenzo Lamas one?
Oh, yeah, where you
with
would
the pointer,
aim the pointer at
laser
you.
Laser pointer.
What's that?
So it was Hot or Not was a website.
Horrible.
Oh, the website, I remember, yeah.
Okay, so
in
then
college, it was very popular.
Then they made a TV show out of it. Where it was three judges a la American Idol and Lorenzo Lamas, disgusting human being, was one of them. And he would aim a laser pointer at women in their bikinis and show parts of their bodies.
Problem areas.
So disgusting.
Yeah. That was a one seasoner.
Oh, yeah.
That's sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Where a rare instance of network television saying, well, I guess we were wrong about how disgusting everyone is.
Let's course correct.
Yeah. I guess they must have thought everyone would love that.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is yeah. like, nobody is perfect, so nobody's going to like this.
Nobody's perfect.
I swear. Pobody's nerfed.
Pobody's nerfed.
That I know.
Pobody's nerfed, of course.
Pobody's nerfed.
It does seem like a lot of stuff like this in culture is a reaction to the previous decade. Like, I was thinking about gross out comedies, you know, in the 90s. And I was like, why was everything?
Annie Hall.
Why?
You hear that? I think I did.
Gross. But, you know, like, why were those the most popular comedies? And then you go, well, it's because in the 80s, everything was so like monoculture was just so like straight and norm. And especially like everything on TV was like Home Improvement.
And it's also endless imitations of the one thing that was successful.
Right.
I was just talking on the way here on the phone to my friend about
hands-free.
It was hands-free. And he brought up the movie Eddie. And then I thought that was the one where Whoopi Goldberg had a dinosaur for a friend. And then he looked it up and that was Theodore Rex. But I was like, was a period of time where that could happen.
And that one almost didn't come out or something like that. It was like a big lawsuit. I can't remember.
It was touch and go there for a while.
Yeah. I don't know, but there were so many things
but we got it.
At that time where like an animal or a puppet or something.
I think she was forced to be in it. It was originally intended for theatrical. It went direct to video and consequently became the most expensive direct to video film ever made. At
that's
the
also
time.
Consequential.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
The budge. Is that what you're asking?
Is this Wikipedia
the
again?
Budget.
$33.5 million.
Look it up on dictionary.com.
Yeah. Theodore Rex. Theodore Rex is a movie. Thank you, dictionary.com. I believe she had made an oral agreement, if you know what I mean, to star in the film.
Excuse me?
And then attempted to back out, and they sued her. It was settled, and then she agreed to star in it.
I'm sorry. If you just said you're going to do it and you don't want to, you can't be sued into do. That's crazy.
I would love to hear that conversation.
There's so many times that happens where someone says they'll do something and they don't.
If somebody agrees to something and they're backing away from you, I don't think that should count. I'll be in that movie with the dinosaur.
Star in that movie where I care a lot about a famous dinosaur.
Excuse me, just 1 second. I just have to go get something out of my car.
Is he like a celebrity? And she's like his agent or something?
I don't know.
Cops, I believe.
Oh, what?
Who is celebrity?
The first scenario I can see.
The dinosaur's a celebrity?
Yeah.
And she's his agent? Get him out of
there? I don't know what the plot is.
The dinosaur's a celebrity. Get him out of there.
I believe they are police officers.
What's on your phone? What is that? I'm always curious about your gadgets.
It's a battery.
A battery?
An external battery.
There we go.
Are you out all day? Why do you need that? Not near an electrical plug, are you?
Who are you to ask me that?
Yeah. I'm your...
Who the fuck are you?
I'm your work acquaintance.
That's fair. Yeah. my phone was already half drained when I got here.
How long have you been up? It's early in the morning.
I've been up since 7 a.m.
You didn't send
m?
Your connections until...
we have to take a break.
All right.
And we're back.
Let me talk about connections.
Okay. Please. Talk about connections. Now this is your final word on the subject.
This will date this recording, of course. But the other day we had one where I couldn't get it. And I believe, Lauren, were you stumped as well?
Yesterday, yeah.
And the thing that really held me up was, and I was very surprised at the reveal, was measurements of water.
Yeah.
And it so,
was, but it was like descriptions of type. Like it was
It was like bead drop, something like that.
Glob.
And then one of them
was
glob. I've never heard that in my life.
A glob of water.
I think of glob as like more viscous, like mustard.
Yeah.
Like I had a glob of mustard on my shirt.
Yeah.
Glob.
Yeah. But is mustard considered a liquid?
Not by me.
I think
I've never drunk it.
Well,
is mustard considered a liquid?
Maybe with a little extra
Wikipedia.
Water.
Mustard is a liquid yellow food.
I feel like glob is short for globule, which means a drop.
Then say globule,
yeah,
bitch.
But it's not like a common, like people aren't going around saying globule.
They're not saying glob
saying
either.
I have a glob of water on my shirt. No one's ever said that. No one has ever said that.
A little glob of water came out of my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, tear was one of them too.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll give you that one. That's clever. Glob?
I'll give it to you.
No.
I've been crushing Spelling Bee lately. I get genius almost every day. I know nobody cares.
You don't get Queen Bee?
I don't try for Queen Bee.
Oh, I've gotten
always
genius. I've never
you
gotten Queen
always
Bee.
Get Queen Bee?
Well, look at my stats.
Okay, well, I can't do this right now, but
is that going to happen?
You can't do it right now? When are you going to do it?
Let me tell you something. I only learned...
You made an oral agreement.
I only learned about Queen Bee like last week. I didn't know that was a thing because they always say...
Oh, wow.
It goes, you got
it
genius.
Goes, congratulations, you're genius.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Now you can go further, Queen Bee.
I didn't, and so I learned that, but then I was like, that's my whole day at that point.
Well, no, you got to use the assistant.
What?
I'll forward you this.
The drone?
There's an assistant.
Following the bee theme.
The hints thing?
It's like a separate thing that tells you how many words you have left and all that kind of stuff. I'll send it to you. It gives you hints and stuff like that.
I got fed up with Spelling Bee.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at first I was like, this is boring.
It wasn't fun. Yeah, it wasn't fun after
but
a while.
But then I got addicted.
Sure.
And now it's part of my
like
morning.
Crack.
That's like me with crack. Yeah.
Wordle, I think, is like basic bitch.
I've games. Gone back to Wordle.
I'd still do it.
Yeah.
But Wordle's basic bitch. Then you have connections where it's like, you're really thinking.
You're sophisticated.
Then you have Spelling Bee. You can work on that all day if you want to, you know, kind of go in and out. Mm-hmm. Or you can try to get it done
in
fast.
In and out, like.
Like the restaurant.
The burgers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what we're talking
about.
Ooh,
that made me hungry.
I want fries now.
Oh, update. I did not go to Foster's Freeze.
And I thought that was fucked up.
Yeah, we asked about it, or Lauren did at least.
Yeah.
And I read that.
And you didn't even say a word back. Because he said he didn't go. And I said, wow.
Did you feel that was like a sort of two-person memoir?
Yeah, I felt that was between you guys. I was wondering why he was on the three.
And you were our dear reader.
Yes.
My problem with you not going.
Here's our issue with you not going.
Bring it.
So you said you were going to. You made an oral agreement that you were going to get Foster's Freeze. I'm suing you for one Foster's Freeze.
What if Whoopi had said, I had my fingers crossed behind my back.
Whoopi.
Well, she ended up doing the movie for $2 million more than what she had agreed to.
Well, that sounds like a good way to work it out.
Absolutely.
You got sued and then you got more? I don't understand.
If that happened to me, right?
I would do any dinosaur movie for millions of dollars.
And they gave me extra. Well, you already have. And then if they gave me extra. If they gave me, but it made millions. So congrats.
Well, that's nice for them.
And they gave me extra money. Like, okay, we understand you don't really want to do this. We know we're fucking you over by holding you to a half-assed promise. We'll give you a couple extra $1 million. I would act the shit out of that movie.
Yeah.
I'd say, all right.
You made good.
You know what? You got me. Yeah. I'm gonna do this better than
I should. What is the plot of Theodore Rex? I need to know so I can make references to it.
Okay.
Deardictionary.com.
Look, it's one paragraph. I'll tell you that much. In an alternate futuristic society.
Already crazy.
Where humans and anthropomorphic dinosaurs coexist.
So there's more than one.
A tough police detective named Katie Coltrane is paired with an anthropomorphic Tyrannosaurus named Theodore Rex to find the killer of dinosaurs.
We understand they're anthropomorphic.
I know, you already mentioned it twice in one sentence.
A regular dinosaur.
A T-Rex being a cop is so, like, ineffective. Like, you can't run.
No.
By the way.
It's also human size.
Maybe they can run. What do I fucking know?
This is not that different from Zootopia.
Really?
Starring Shakira.
But there are not.
Do you think Zootopia was inspired by this?
There's not humans in Zootopia.
No, there aren't humans, but it is a lot like that of like, oh, it's a weird futuristic society.
Human.
Where everything's anthropomorphic and two like cops
A phone is too? Like, make a call on me.
They should. Pixar should segue into everything's alive.
I would
like Toy Story, but everything in the room is alive.
There's one human being on Earth who's like driven crazy. Stop talking! His clothes are talking.
And then you see the actual reality of it, which is he's the last man on Earth, and he's just...
If only there was something to do.
What about Holly? Holly's super into WALL-E right now, which is a futuristic story, in fact.
Yeah. It's very sad.
The last few days, she's been obsessed with WALL-E and Eve.
When I saw WALL-E, it was the occasion was Janie and I were trying to get to know our nephew. And we're like, we never spent time with him. Let's take him to the movies. We take him to see WALL-E. And he's sitting in between us. And then when Eve, the female robot, shows up, mm-hmm. the lady robot.
He went...
He did a wolf whistle and I said, that's inappropriate.
And he's 37.
Yeah. And I'm 112. So she had a sort of ray gun, a laser gun or whatever. Ronnie she Reagan. Had like an arm that shot little bolts. And he kept asking me, why does she have a gun? And
because of the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And it's so her
I,
right.
Yes. And then I got out my declaration.
You're born with these rights.
And I got out my copy of the Declaration of Independence. The yes. Yeah. They're still trying to take our guns away.
Yeah.
Even though it's only roaches on the world. And so he asked me again, and I tried to like get some, I tried to get popcorn. Political on him. And I was like, because she's scared. Then he asked me again, and I was like, I don't know. Stop asking.
He knew
Stop.
Your first answer Stop was talking. Bullshit.
You know you don't talk during a movie, right? Yeah.
He just wanted to know about the gun.
Hey, I know we don't spend much time together, but you don't talk during movies,
Then we
okay?
were taking him home, and there was construction on a street, so we had to, like, you know, take a different route, and he kept saying, this isn't the way! This isn't the way! You're going the wrong way! Right.
That's really cute. He's scared you're kidnapping him.
I guess. He seemed more annoyed, like we were dumb.
Well, because... Kids
love structure.
They like to know.
I don't give a fuck
what kids like.
We explained as it long to as them, they like and me. That wasn't good enough for him. So it's like, fuck you, dude.
Okay, yeah. You know, your attitude and obviously your baggage with your nephew is too much.
You need to tone it down at least 12 notches right
How old
now.
Is your
I'll
nephew
never
now?
Forgive him. I think he's about to go to college.
Okay. Let's call him up and find out why he was so pissed about that route.
Does he
what
still
if he
feel
remembers it vividly?
He might. You know, sometimes when you have an
experience, I remember. You guys went the wrong way.
Well, because like...
You, like idiots.
If he didn't hang out with you often, it might have been a core memory.
A core memory formed. I wish we'd gotten it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You would have had so, so cool. many hearts.
You live your life with the hearts, don't you, Paul?
I really do. One heart at a time. Mm-hmm. One quarter heart at a time.
One quarter heart.
Star Wars Paul, you're reference. Checking your watch.
You know what? I just got a little buzz on my wrist, and it's from my friend Joe, who I want to say like 3 weeks ago left me a nice voice memo on my phone that was just saying, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I was just thinking about you, and I just wanted to say hi.
That's nice.
And I was like, that's really nice. And then I completely spaced on getting back to him. Oh. And now he's left me another voice memo.
Like, hey, bitch.
Hey, yeah, now I'm ashamed. That nice thing? Now fuck I'm ashamed. You.
This is Joe Namath, right?
How often are you
I saw him once at Netflix. I was there for a pitch.
At Netflix?
I was there for a terrible, embarrassing pitch. I didn't know that at the time, of course.
Of course, you felt passionate about it.
And he was in the waiting room as well. He had his own show to pitch.
Really?
I don't know whatever happened, but neither of our shows got paid.
Interesting.
But it was wild his show to see football? Him in person. His show was a football. Just he had a football with the word show scrawled on a magic marker.
What don't you get?
They're like,
any questions?
Other networks already show this stuff.
And then when he left the football on the chair.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, or was that him?
Wait,
what if he did a body swap with a football?
After he was so embarrassed by his pitch, he was like, I'd rather just be a football.
Then he gets thrown in Boink. A game. He's like, whoa.
This is what it feels like. I'm sorry.
That's right, because you have to learn a lesson in a body swap movie.
Yes.
What do you think the football learned? Food is good?
How to appreciate pigs, what your skin is made of.
The football in Joe Namath's body. What, rent, babe?
Yeah. It's like, I'm so sorry I did this. I'm so sorry my skin is made of you.
The football blames itself.
It didn't do it. It just is.
Well, your body is like that. You didn't do it.
Your
just
body's
is.
Like that. You didn't do it. It is.
Okay.
He got you.
I guess so. I was asking, how often do you use the voice memo feature to send to people?
I use it more than I have before, but not that often.
Yeah. There's a period where I wouldn't text people. I'd send a video because I just thought it was funnier.
Yeah.
That is funny.
You're like, good morning. What are you doing?
I mostly use the voice memo feature when people leave a word out in a text. Mm. And then
you want to berate them.
I read it back in a thick accent. I was going to store, but ran out of time.
We can still do the Russian accent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They fucking suck.
Not the people, of course. They're leaders. They're oligarchs.
Yes.
That's who you're making fun of.
Yes, Putin.
Yes, Putin.
I have some friends who use it. I like it, especially for a long story.
Yes, exactly.
But sometimes the phone will then like close during it, and then you have to like find the spot again. I'm like, they haven't mastered that.
Let it play, bitch.
Let him cook.
Obviously, I'm listening to
that's
that.
That's what I say to my phone. They cut off the voicemail. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Tim Cook.
Let him cook.
What about Tim Cook?
Tim Cook. Tim Cook.
Just a pure word association?
I'm just saying that when anyone says let him cook, they're talking about Tim Cook.
And what does that mean to you?
Because he's the guy who creates all these great things for Apple.
Right. And so are you seeing it as
let Tim Cook do his thing.
Okay, let him
you're
cook.
You're saying though. Let yes. Tim cook.
Let Tim cook.
Oh, yeah. See? I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm sorry I figured it out.
I hate you.
You looked at me, but you pointed at him.
I meant to swing it around this way.
You're trying to get everybody one go. I like that system. That's not bad.
I hate you. I'm just looking straight
looking
ahead.
Looking at no one.
But pointing at both. Looking at no one, pointing at both.
Uh-oh, lol.
This is where the audience can talk back to us.
Is it over
now? No, last night it was
raining. We're leaving intentional pauses.
Last night it was raining so hard.
Oh my God, so hard. I loved it.
It was great until
I have a sound machine, by the way, that's rain sounding.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the middle of the night because the actual rain was louder than the actual rain.
You were like, this is a little redundant.
Why does it make the black box sound the whole blame?
I was like, what's wrong with the sound machine? And then I realized it was life.
Well, I have this window in my room that...
So do I.
Okay.
I think my room's up to code. I have one.
It... when it's pouring that hard, mm-hmm. there will be a drop go doop doop, doop within the window frame, a glob.
Oh fuck. Don't try to legitimize.
No, this. We're using it now.
But
every
during
episode.
My sleep, I don't like that. I started having a dream with that sound. Because it sounded like tap, tap, tap. And I was like, it was like a Morse code situation in my dream, and it was very.
So you were trying to decode it?
It was like really, really deep. It was like a great dream. And then I kind of woke up and I'm like, oh, it's the fucking window. And then like once you're aware of that, like I was just laying there going like, oh my God, this is so annoying. There's no way to stop it.
Yeah.
Because it's within the window, so you can't put like a towel unless I was going to open the screen and do all this mm-hmm. shit. And I'm like,
which you're not going to do.
I'm not going to do that at 3 a.m.
No.
And I just had to lay there and be annoyed. You and it's so it. Annoying.
That sucks.
You can't. I put a pillow over my head. I put my sleep crown over my head. Ad.
Hashtag ad.
A great head pillow.
What is that again?
It's a fluffy little pillow that you can put over your eyes like an eye mask or over your ear when you're on your side and cover your eyes at the same time. It's lightweight. It's squishy. It's very cozy. You can also cuddle it.
Me too.
You are.
And it was handy, poke but you.
Don't.
You are the Pillsbury Doughboy.
You are the Pillsbury Doughboy. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You've been undercover this whole time.
Yeah.
Where is he?
As a skin person.
Is he still out doing stuff?
Yeah, man. He's still out there.
I'm glad.
In these streets?
We stand a king.
Yeah. We stand the doughy king.
He is securing the dough bag. we have a we just stopped using these air filters that we just would have on. I say we, that someone in my home would have on just 24 hours a day.
Let me see. Who else is in your home?
Well, so
that's not important. And then finally,
Finally,
this person.
Stop talking. I'm trying to make the list.
We're running out of time. Finally, this person said, asked me, do these do anything? And I was like, no, they don't. Let's get rid of them.
Oh my
Let's
God,
get rid of them. So happy.
I've always wanted the white noise sort of gone.
Well, I like white noise.
Because you know it's not doing anything.
I like white noise, but I prefer.
I don't see color.
I prefer
noise.
I don't see Don DeLillo when it turns to the noise.
That's a good book.
I felt like, never read it. Okay. I prefer environmental sounds.
Yeah.
Like an ocean or a thunderstorm, something like that. Or that.
That's great.
Oh, I'm getting sleepy. Coca. Coca.
Coca.
She's all right. So the first night without them.
They were in your bedroom or your house in general or what?
They were in every room in the house except the bathrooms.
And they didn't do anything?
I don't think they made any difference.
And for a while.
The person that lives in my house has more environmental issues than I do.
I see.
I don't really have allergies.
Like you don't believe like in that. Global warming is what you're saying.
It's made up. If it's global warming, how can we have winter?
Why is it so cold here in LA the past couple of days?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Exactly.
Yep.
Why is it snowing in places it's never snowed before?
It's getting a bit weird.
It took everyone so long to come up with climate change, but it's too like late. It's too late.
Too late.
Why not think of it in the first place, dummies?
Yeah. But they would have done the same thing.
I know. Like,
climate change is every season.
Yeah, every day it's different.
This thing that was like, I don't remember what country it was, but they did a program where if you recycled your groceries, your trash.
I don't recycle my groceries.
If you recycle your trash properly.
These are back.
Like you sort it in the bins, like to their rules.
Yeah.
You would get like a star on your garbage.
Fun. Like you're a little kid in elementary school.
And it like upped everyone's like. Abilities morale? By like 1,000,000%. Like everyone was recycling properly because they were getting stars. And I'm like, if I got a star
because
in my
they
trash,
don't want to get shamed to not have the star.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to like have a competition to recycle. I definitely do it wrong. There's so many things you find out like years, 1,000,000 years into it, they're like fruit plastic containers you can't recycle. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Well,
here's the one,
chicken bones one is really.
What's that?
You can't put chicken bones in the recycle bin.
No, now you have to put them in the green bin because it's so much gas. It's like ruin. Like,
I didn't
from
realize
chicken
that.
Bones?
Yeah, the gas from chicken bones.
What the fuck? What?
Why, okay, I'm going to write. Why do we recycle chicken bones?
It's not recycling, it's composting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
And then I also saw this article that was like, companies have known forever that, like, for 30 years that recycling doesn't do shit.
Yes,
and they
just
kept pushing it. And I'm like,
absolutely.
And also in LA, yeah, like they don't, like, they just mix all the plastic in.
Exactly.
I never believe that they're doing anything with it, which is it's hard to care.
I used to think that maybe it was making a difference. And then once I found out it was not really making a difference, I was like, this is bleak and it sucks.
That's life, isn't it? Yeah. Nothing makes a difference.
I will put the envelope with the little plastic window in the recycling because I don't fucking. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, I guess put it in the trash.
Rage against the machine.
We can't. We can't. They're impossible to recycle if they have the little window.
Yeah.
Why am I? But I'm putting paper and plastic in here.
And maybe fish enjoy the window.
When they get their heads wrapped in there.
Fish enjoy the window.
You know? Like, what? Do they want to just be in an envelope without a window?
Why wouldn't we have a fucking machine?
Yes.
That
full stop.
Separates.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we have a machine?
Why go on?
But so what were you going to say? So you got rid of the filters first night.
Wow.
You're unfiltered.
I know.
Yeah, I'm unfiltered.
I'm keeping us on track.
Are you triggered much? And watch my Netflix special. So the first night we did one of my personal favorite Rain tracks. Listen to that on repeat.
And you both agree on this.
Yes.
Because I think that's
tricky. Sample it for a little while and say, like, what do you think of this, darling?
No, this is one I used for a while. I said, let me put this on. She's like, fine.
Mike would love to have music on. Or they. I don't.
Music.
I don't like to fall asleep.
No. You can't do that.
It would have to be a continual song because of the fading out and the silence in between. And then suddenly a song starts. That would wake me up all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that we have Sonos and okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are.
So then the next night.
I'm lost.
Then the next night, I tried a different Rain track, which was heavy. Okay, so the first one, medium solid rain. The next one, just heavy rain.
Not solid
because it got louder as it went on.
Ah,
that was a mistake.
Mistake number three.
The next night, it seemed like I had lost my privileges to pick out the song, even though we had identified what the problem was.
But now this person in your house.
This person said, can it not be rain?
Whoa.
They were like,
that kind of throws everything.
Hail, sleet.
Well, there's ocean. We tried ocean, but which was built in.
I like that.
I like ocean too. You have the danger of birds though.
But see, I don't even put.
Too many birds in the ocean.
If you're at a hotel, are you putting rain on?
Yeah.
Because I don't even think of that. And then I'm like, I think I would like that.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'll send you the album that I have.
Is it on Spotify?
I don't know, but here's similar to that.
Is it a CD?
It's not a CD, dear.
CD-ROM.
We had.
Is it a CD-ROM?
We have Sonos speakers.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, they work almost all the time.
Okay.
And so we tried, there's like built-in channels on Sonos that you can use. But this rain track, this ocean track was so short. It was something like 30 seconds.
Come on.
So it kept fading in and fading out. And we're like, this fucking sucks.
Who would ever want that?
No one. A deranged idiot.
I have a perfect sound machine, by the way. It's compact. I take it to hotels.
What's it called?
Not interested.
Soundy Man? I have no idea.
I have a hatch.
But it does rain.
I don't like the sound from sound machines.
What do you mean? It does rain.
I feel like it sounds too recorded and tinny.
Yeah, no, too wet. It sounds perfect.
I'd have to hear it. Anyway.
Come sleep with us tonight.
Well, I am scared.
Okay,
good. I had a nightmare last night, so I do need to sleep with some parents.
Crawl in the bed. Okay.
You came here in your pajamas and you hugged me.
My mom and dad are dead, so I need to sleep with some parents.
Right.
So this person in my house said, hey, what about that? Didn't you have like a boat sounds thing?
Uh-huh.
And I did. I do have an album that is called Pirate Ship Ambiance.
Pirate Ship. So you hear like Avast and Ahoy and all that?
No.
I'm not sure.
No human voices. Essentially what it is like a huge ship, like an old wooden ship.
Like sort of creaking back and forth.
Yes,
now I'm
creaking
sleepy.
Back and forth. It's great.
Like you hear the of the bones of the ship.
It's scary.
Where do you think, how do we originally learn, in the same way, how do we know that dinosaurs, you know, didn't have feathers or did? How do we know what pirates are like and what they're talking like, what they're acting like on the boat? Like, we have such pirate lore.
Captain Phillips.
They invented voice memos.
Okay.
Mm.
So they were recording things.
I think probably it was like pirates, as pirates were, that era of pirates was dying out. They were like, please tell people what we sounded like.
I think they were messy bitches.
Please tell them I said R a lot.
It's a peculiar dialect to say R all the time.
It is.
It really is.
Indeed.
You know, I bet a lot of it is preserved because of sea shanties. like Yo-Ho and shit like that, Avast there.
Yo-Ho is like the primary source for all pirate lore.
That's like step one.
Yeah.
It's the Yo-Ho Zeta Stone, if you will.
We have to go.
Bye.
And we're back, and it's time for, guys.
Time for a threecher.
Time for a threecher.
It's time for a threecher. Threecher is a game we like to play. We put it on, and you say, hey, I like that game that they were doing. I want to go and see a movie.
I want to go and see a movie.
We already picked one out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we did.
Well, all right.
While we were waiting for your ass.
Oh. Sorry.
So, Threecher is a game that we play. If you would like to send us a Threecher, a little parlor game, a car game, something like that, send it to us at freedomusa@gmail.com.
A car game? We could play it in a car? We should do one episode from a car where we're driving.
We should.
Our just hotel drive episode for an was hour. Fun.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Second one was rough. I wanted to go to bed. I remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
This one's called Press Conference. We've played it before.
We have, and we're going to play it again right now.
We're going to play it again right now. So... two of us are interviewers and one is a celebrity. The interviewers text each other who the celebrity is, and the celebrity tries to guess who they are from the questions we're asking.
It's so simple.
I love it.
It's so easy.
Can I?
Anyone could do it. If you have expensive phones that cost at least $1,000.
And you have two friends.
And a wireless service.
And a podcast. This is a podcast only game.
Who's going to be the celebrity?
Who cares?
I think Paul, because he doesn't care.
I'll text you.
You know what? You fucking got me. Hoist on my own petard.
Just like a pirate.
They did hoist a lot of things.
They hoisted so much.
The Jolly Roger.
Oh, my God.
They would hoist, I guess, people over the side.
That's true.
They would keel haul them for sure.
You know, it's so tough because you go like, oh, yeah, you could throw me over the side. Whatever. I'll swim to shore. But sometimes they're too far away.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's where they get you. Do you know what keel hauling is?
Yeah, I used to know. What is it? Should I look it up on dictionary.com?
They basically...
It's when two lesbians move into together really fast.
Like bump into each other? Non-sexually.
Lauren, good one. It is basically they run you under the boat, like on a rope.
Under the boat.
The length of the boat.
Oh, right.
If I'm remembering correctly.
On a rope?
When it happened to
on
me.
On a rope or on they a just... Rope. Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd get away.
Yeah. You'd go like, fuck this.
You like swim over to the side, like, ha ha,
fuck you.
Swallowed by a whale. Asterisk. Get swallowed by a whale. Asterisk.
All right. You ready for this?
I texted you. Did you get it?
Yes, I got it. All right. Here we go. And go.
Thank you all for being here. I don't normally give press conferences, or maybe I do, but here I am. And I am.
We hope you will, because I mean, this is a really important thing for the city.
Hold on a second. Now we'll take your questions.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That wasn't a question. That was an interjection.
Yeah.
Asshole.
You're not supposed to do anything.
Okay.
Until I say now I'll take your questions.
Prick.
Hey!
Look, I know you're different from us, but come on.
Yeah, I am.
We still respect you as part of our society.
Yeah. Thank you.
The way things have gone.
We live in a society.
The Joker. What?
Never mind.
Do you feel like you're...
You don't understand.
Excuse me.
I know that as a George Costanza line.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your coworkers are doing all they can to keep us safe?
I think they're trying their best, and I think that...
Well, what about you? Are you trying your best?
Did we establish if this is real or fictional?
It doesn't... Who cares?
What do you mean? Care.
It's a person, like, that you're being?
It can be anyone.
Yeah.
Or do you mean the game?
Is this game real?
Why is everything in the room talking to me?
Am I alive? What if I'm just a dream?
Do you really want to know?
If I'm real or fictional?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do.
I don't think we should tell him.
Fucking hell.
Am I Theodore Rex?
Yes!
Of course you are.
You fucking assholes.
So you didn't need us to tell you.
I knew you were going to pull some shit.
All right. Who
it was either that or Joy Behar.
The Theodore Rex of the View.
I went Whoopi Joy.
Yes.
I didn't know there were two choices.
All right. Who's the celebrity now? Paul, you get to pick.
I'll be this.
Lauren. Scott is the one who says Lauren is the celebrity.
Okay, Lauren's a celebrity. And Paul, do you text me?
I'll text you.
Yeah. Okay. And Lauren, you and I can talk while this is happening.
Okay. So what, filling in the blanks sort of thing?
Well, he already texted me. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Uh-huh. Hello, hello, hello.
Do you mind getting off your phone for this press conference?
Why did you call us here if you're just going to be on your phone?
I didn't realize you all had arrived. I'm ready
well,
now.
Well, maybe you would look really up from your fucking phone for okay, 1 second.
You fucking assholes. Is there something I can help you with?
We didn't come here to be called fucking assholes.
What did you come here for?
For this press conference.
I want to just make a little statement. So it is Wednesday, and I do want everyone to know that this day forward from now on will be called Hump Day. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. Did you want to say yours first, or should we say
it together? Yeah, will you answer my friend's question?
Sure.
Is Hump Day because of, you know, those things that you and your...
I'll let you finish your sentence.
You know, is it because it's because of those things on your...
You and the rest of you?
On my...
On your back?
My Quasimodo.
What a weird thing to ask.
Strange.
We asked the questions.
No, it's rhetorical. Am I Quasimodo? Those things on my back?
If you're Quasimodo, do you not breathe?
So it's hump day because of the things on my back.
If you prick my hump, does a glob not come out?
That's so gross.
Can I have
All
a question?
What do you need?
Yes.
What?
You're not what Dr. Pimple Popper.
That would be a great thing to Good. Ask in a question at a press conference. What do you need?
What do you need?
What is it?
Do you have trouble buying clothes?
Because I'm shaped like King Koopa. Because I am King Koopa.
You're a lot like King Koopa.
That's
sure,
news to me.
I have trouble buying clothes because you know what? I have my
They
clothes.
Must have special stores
I have them
for
made.
You.
I have them made. I have a tailor.
And does that come at taxpayers' expense?
From time to time when I have an event.
What about your uniform?
My uniform is, I have 4,000 copies of this, and it's...
That's a lot.
That's too many.
Is that a taxpayer's expense?
Are we paying for this?
You guys bought that last year. That was about $4 million.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I would rather that you're not on the force if we're going to have to pay for all
okay,
that.
Okay, so I'm a cop.
You tell us.
Okay, I'm a cop.
How do you feel about your partner being so reluctant to work with you?
I'm Theodore Rex.
That's right. Scott, you're up.
You're up.
Lauren, text me the celebrity, please.
No, I think you text.
I just texted you.
I know, but
he'd kill us if we
she
had the
texted
chance.
Me. Oh, I never get to text anyone.
Aww.
Aw, I like texting. Oh, no, my data plan. I'm out.
My data plan.
Can you imagine having a data plan in this day and age?
Do you remember when long distance phone calls were a huge deal?
Oh my God. My parents would, if you just lived like three towns away, sometimes you would not be able to talk to your friends.
Three okay. towns away. Question.
I haven't even gotten to the podium yet.
Flash. Question.
Stop flashing me.
Yell.
All right. It's time for...
Do
you guys like press conferences?
We love them.
Okay, let's do one.
Okay, how does it feel?
It feels... I mean, honestly, feels amazing.
Great.
Thank you so much. Next question.
You seem to have switched careers. Was this a conscious decision?
It wasn't an unconscious decision. I was awake when I decided to do this, and I went for it. And yeah, I mean, I think it's working out. What do you guys think?
Don't ask us. Do you feel that your friends on the force are taking good care of you?
Okay, am I Theodore Rex?
No.
Okay, am I Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes. So good.
Let's play.
So good.
Oh, no. Thank God you got that lid closed.
Yep. Sport top.
You want to play a regular round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll text you, Lauren.
Oh, you got to text.
Who Paul is. Okay. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay.
I'm going to take it to the movie, Shorty. I'm waiting for you to type.
What a long text.
There. It's a long name.
That's a clue.
Uh-oh. It's not the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
I have a lot of questions for that guy.
I don't know enough about this person.
Okay, oh. Never mind.
Who was it?
It was you. No, it was Future the rapper, but I don't really know.
Oh, nor do I.
Okay.
Okay, Scott, you establish your street cred.
Dumb it down.
Yes, take us out of the salons of Paris.
Good?
Good.
Sure.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Good hello. To see everybody. Hi, Stretch. Hello. Hi, Bo Shoes. What's up?
What's
gup? What's gup, I said.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
Oh, can you tie your horse up, please?
Sure, absolutely. Sorry yeah. about that.
Where's your friend?
My friend?
Yeah.
He could not be here.
And why is that? Did you kill him?
No, I did not kill him.
Did you tie him up?
Normally, your type kills that type of person. But you're friends. It's weird.
We're friends. He's in space right now.
He's in space. I want to hear about this.
That's crazy.
What's he doing?
He got lost.
Oh, that can happen.
So you're saying it's unusual that we're friends because normally my type kills that type of person.
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
It's not unusual? Tom Jones.
I'm Tom Jones.
Nope.
So it is unusual.
Tom Jones doesn't even exist. Who is that?
What?
At this point in time.
Oh, okay.
So tell us about this latest adventure.
I am riding around on my horse. I am shooting bad guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
We hope so.
I'm becoming a legend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you wearing on your chest?
I'm wearing a star. That means I'm the sheriff.
Yeah. Oh, are you the sheriff?
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a dead giveaway of your identity.
I am the sheriff.
Do you find it's hard to see peripherally?
Because of my special glasses?
You're wearing glasses under there?
Under my mask?
Yeah.
You meant to say underwear, and I would be like, oh, I made you say
you're
underwear.
Meant to say so you want conversation to be scripted.
No, I'm just, it's a classic
are
joke.
You going to tell me my epidermis is showing?
It is, though.
Joel
and
shit.
It's huge.
Yeah, so you have glasses under that mask?
Sometimes, but not right now for this.
Oh, okay, and you're the sheriff?
No, not really the sheriff. I work alone.
Oh, okay. Oh. You do? What about your friend?
He works with me sometimes.
But he's in space.
Yes, it's space. Look. Don't tell anybody I said that.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of people here and we're all reporters.
Yeah. Follow-up question. What that mouth do?
Well, it says things like, Butch Cavendish, I'm going to tie you up and take you to the sheriff because I'm not the sheriff.
You got it.
I was played by Armie Hammer in a movie that nobody saw.
I flew on a Southwest plane next to him on his way to that job.
On a Southwest plane?
Well, it was in New Mexico. I think that was an easy flight.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember being in a car with Jay Thomas?
Oh, yes, I do. And the story is told on David Letterman many years in a row.
Okay.
My name is the Lone Ranger.
Yes.
And goodbye.
Bye.
And your friend Tonto is in space?
Yes, he's in space. That is true.
Okay. I want to read about this or see this adventure somehow.
You'll find out.
Tonto in space.
Once Tom Jones is born, you will know.
Okay, great.
About Tonto in space.
All right, great. Now it's Lauren.
Yeah.
And Paul, you're texting me.
Okay. I got to text two times. Do you want to text me?
No, because
this will be my second time texting.
No, Lauren will text you about me.
Oh, so yeah. I'm not texting. I see.
Yeah. No, you're texting. No, you're texting me right now. About Lauren.
I'm texting you about Lauren.
Yes.
Okay. That's I was asking. Okay.
And I answered.
God damn, I hate you.
What'd you say?
Huh?
Bitch.
I heard you whisper. God
step
damn,
up to me
I
and say
you.
That.
I wish I knew who I was.
We'll find out in a second. Everybody get off my fucking...
Your thumbs still work? I'm waiting on that text, bro.
I'm getting sleepy.
Oh, I started texting the person that I was...
Classic mistake.
But he... this person won't get that text.
Oh, I thought you meant me. Oh, you were going to
send are you texting your friend Joe?
Or are you sending it to a celebrity okay. in your
I
phone?
Text my-
okay, I got it.
It is my friend Joe. All right.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Knock, knock. Yes. Is this where the
knock, press, knock? Can we come is in this where the press conference?
Yes, I'm the one who
it's
knocks.
It's happening in my house.
No Kramer, I.
Okay, it's happening in my house. I am just getting everything sorted.
Is it cool to come in?
Come in. Okay. It's fine.
Why is this happening at your house? I thought you lived in a castle.
Yeah, this is sort of a side place. I wasn't really planning to let anyone know I lived here, but
this is like an apartment?
It's an Airbnb right now. Okay, my castle's under construction.
Oh, really? I see. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is it because your brother has maybe incurred some damage?
Yeah. Or maybe that huge ape?
I am Princess Peach.
No.
No, you're not.
What?
How do you wish?
In your wildest fucking dreams.
Oh my God, somebody's full of themselves.
I'm Princess Peach.
That's
ape?
Interesting you say that you're Princess Peach when you spend so much time trying to make her life miserable.
Yeah.
Okay. This is really, it feels very.
I may have gotten this wrong about.
Attacky.
About you having a castle. That might be your brother.
It's true. I'm not sure if he's gotten that wrong.
My brother is the one with the castle.
Oh, okay. Who's that? Oh, awfully evasive now.
Wow.
Look, I haven't had my breakfast.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Do you have any other questions? Just, I like.
Why do you hate? Well, he has a. Okay, your brother has a mansion.
Okay.
Why do you hate that guy that looks like you so much?
Why do I hate the guy that looks like me so much? I'm a man.
You tell me.
You also have a mansion, I guess.
I'm a man.
Everyone in your family has a mansion? What's going on?
Must be nice, is my question.
I have a mansion. My brother's a man.
Inherited wealth? Is that what about?
Why can't it be a womanshin?
Yes.
Well, there were no women in my family.
That is true.
That is true, as far as we know.
Yeah. But was this all like during World War II? People.
What?
You're from Italy.
Right. I'm Mario.
No, you're not.
You wish you were Mario.
That is disgusting.
We love Mario.
We love him. It's a him. You're not a him.
I'm not a him. I'm a her.
I think he's a him.
No, he's not Mario.
But I am male.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're male.
And I can prove it.
Oh, no. Put that away.
Why does your penis make that noise?
No one has ever seen that. Except I'm sure there's some fan art.
I'm really at a loss this morning.
Wow.
I have a brother.
Why did you call a press conference?
In this Airbnb. Can we just go back to your mansion?
Yeah, okay, come here.
There's ghosts and stuff like that there, right?
Oh.
Am I King
Koopa? That's time passing. You're not King Koopa.
You wish.
I wish I was.
Yeah, we all do.
There's ghosts in my mansion.
What I mean,
no.
There's not?
The guy that you hate, there's ghosts in his mansion.
The guy that I hate.
Yeah.
You know your good buddy Wario?
Yeah. I'm Donkey Kong?
You're not Donkey Kong. Oh, my God.
The nerve of this guy. Oh. The ego.
Who the fuck am I? Toad?
No, you're not fucking Toad.
Luigi.
You wish
so close.
You know what? I think one of the reasons.
You're Luigi's lanky rival.
I'm Waluigi.
Yes. I'm glad we picked something. That was my fault.
I enjoyed it. Okay. I had to look up a lot of facts about him, but
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I got it.
You got it.
I fell off the Mario train after the initial. His initial appearances.
The new movie's fun.
I've heard it's fun. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot I don't know about the games because I have not played them.
Yeah. I mean, I played them a lot as a kid, but then, you know, many advances
have been
made.
It's time to put away childish things.
Of course.
Without love, I am like a clanging gong.
Are we doing one more?
Yeah, one more, and you text it to Paul about me.
And be
bold. Know. Be brave.
Take no prisoners, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is not an Airbnb.
Obviously, you're standing at a podium.
Yeah. Would an Airbnb come with a podium?
My first question, why did you say that?
I just wanted everyone to be comfortable here, on the steps of City Hall. Because, you know, you hear about it, You never go to visit, really, you know, but this is it. City Hall. Looks good, right?
Do you think at this point in history, where we are right now, and you having the position that you do, would your ancestors be proud of you?
My ancestors? That's so hard because I haven't seen them in so long.
Yeah, they're ancestors.
Yeah.
You may not have ever seen them.
I saw my grandpa, maybe?
I was thinking farther back than that.
Farther back than my grandpa?
There's too many murders in this city. What are you going to do about it?
I mean, I'm probably gonna investigate it. Would I do something like that? Yeah. Does that sound like me?
It would be helpful. Maybe get your whole team on it.
Yeah.
My whole team? Yeah, I'll get my team on this. Yeah. Okay. Who are the members of my team again? Like, who would you like to see on this investigation?
The usual gang. Listen.
All the people you've hired over the years.
What do you say to people who say you might as well be a chicken for how closely you're related to it, to one?
To that I may as well be a chicken?
Yeah.
To how closely I'm related to a chicken?
Yeah. You heard me.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so
Are you looking up related to chicken on your laptop?
No, no. I'm just saying that a guy like me, Theodore Rex, would
Yay!
All right. That's going to be it.
We did it.
That's
we
press conference, everybody.
That was.
Again, if you'd like to send us a Threacher, write to us at threedomusa@gmail.com. And if you'd like to call us, if you want to leave us a voicemail for our Threemium episodes that we do every other week, then just go to the website. You know it, hagclaims8.com, and leave us a voicemail. I don't know how that works, and I'm not going to look it up.
Yep.
I actually went to it last night, and I see how it works. And it's very simple. You just press a record button on there.
Yep. But then you have to talk.
That sounds too simple.
Yeah.
You need to talk?
You have to talk. Oh, yeah. You can't just press the button, and it records your thoughts.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. If you want, on Tuesdays, we put out our old episodes. That's called Three Visiting on the Twos.
They're out from behind the paywall and they are fun.
And every other week we put out our three meme episodes. That's at CBB World and also Apple Podcast Premium. And follow us at Threedom USA on Instagram.
Please do.
Oh my gosh.
So much going on there.
So much good stuff goes
down.
We're
begging you.
We're begging you. Ooh.
Perfect.
We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for listening.
Time to eat lunch.
Lauren really means that. Bye.